are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. We thank God for you. My God, we have a show on yesterday, and we have a show again today with Pastor Lloyd, an entrepreneur, a businessman, oh glory to God, in Orlando and Titusville. He is the owner of Lord Have Mercy Restaurant. He blew us away, blew me away, oh glory to God, on yesterday. I'm surprised that I still have socks on. My God, my I didn't have a hat on my head. If you had a hat on your head, oh glory to God, he would have preached the hat off your head. And he's talking about Christian in the marketplace, Christian entrepreneurship. And I thank God he's opening up this scripture, showing us things. You know, praise God. When we limit the word, we limit. Okay, all right. I won't even say that. But anyways, come on, man of God. Let's jump back into this topic. Oh, glory to God. Now, where were we at? Hallelujah. I got to get back focused.
But, you know, we're talking about, you know, how God went to Peter and showed Peter Peter was fishing, and he caught nothing, and Jesus showed up and enhanced his business.
Yes.
And not only enhanced this, but those that was connected to his business got blessed with him. And God just
That's good. Say that again. Those that were connected to his business.
Yes, got blessed too.
Got blessed too. My God.
So, and now this is the first time. And then remember, after Jesus was resurrected from the dead, he was on the beach, and Peter then went fishing again.
Yes.
And he said, hey, you caught anything? He said, no, we didn't catch anything. And he said, well, throw on the right side of the boat. See, that's always the right side to do business.
Did y'all hear that? That's always the right side. He told him to throw cast the net on the right side of the boat, because there's always a right side of doing business. My God.
And the Bible says he caught 153 large fish. And the stress, not small, large fish.
Good.
So you need to understand, Jesus, even after his death, burial, resurrection, in his glorified body, came back to help Peter in the natural do supernatural in his business. It's right there in the Bible. But God has to open your eyes. See, my eyes are open to this because I've been graced to do business. And I said, wow. I said, man. And he said, bring me some. He said, so I can dine. So Jesus said, I want some breakfast. And so it was so amazing. So what I'm trying to show you that Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is behind our business when we step into our talents.
Man, you know, now this is so good because, you know, being a businessman also, it's amazing because I see business in the Bible also. And I thank God that when you can get with another entrepreneur, another businessman, that, you know, that you might have seen one thing. I love the way God does this. But look, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, yeah, because I thank God, because the eyes of my understanding is being enlightened, because guess what? I'm seeing something else. I'm seeing something new. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, man of God. This is good.
Well, now,
where we going?
Isaiah 48.
Isaiah 48, okay.
Isaiah 48. Let's go to Isaiah 48. We're going to look at that real quickly.
My God.
And Isaiah 48, and we're going to look at verse 15. it's amazing because as you begin to study, and the Holy Spirit sort of help you along the way, it enables you to pursue what he's called you to do it and then enjoy it. I mean, it's amazing. I'm enjoying it. I went through a whole lot of stuff last year. You know, year before last, I was going to shut down the business because so many people, again, were saying, you need to do this, you need to do this, you don't need to be doing this. And so the business sort of went sort of sour. So I said, well, maybe, like Peter, praise God, we ain't caught nothing all night.
Yeah.
You know, he was been washing his net, throwing it in the towel. And I'm proof to you that God is with us in business. I had planned to shut my restaurant down.
My God.
And October 19th, 2019, I shared with the landlord, I'm going to close it down. Give it to February 2020. Uh-huh. And if nothing don't happen, I'm going to close the doors for good.
My God.
Now, didn't tell nobody. Only person I told was the landlord. Didn't tell my wife. Didn't tell my daughter.
You closed the right doors. Because, you know, even the prophet told the woman, oh, glory to God, when he was putting her in business, he says, go and collect all those jars. And then he says, shut the door. Because sometimes you got to shut the door to what folks are saying.
Absolutely. 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 That's a good one. And so, but I didn't tell nobody. And I went in. And then that was like October. And then all of a sudden, I go to my emails. I get a email from the Food Network. I'm going like, is this a joke or what? And the lady said, well, Restaurant Impossible is coming to Central Florida, and they're looking for restaurants. And I'm going like, with Chef Robert Irvine, I'm going like, well, it's just a... So anyway, I call, and come to find it was real. And they said, well, we're looking for restaurants. We saw your restaurant, and the name interested us. Lord have mercy. And we looked you up, and we saw the thing. We need
all
to...
all in a name.
Yeah.
Sometimes you be wondering why your name is something, what it is. Oh, wow.
And we was intrigued. We saw some of your food, blah, blah, blah. He said, but however, if you would like Chef Robert Irvine to come and help you, I said, well, yes. But then I had to think about it. He said, my mind kicked back in and said, wait a minute. If you do that, you know, everybody going to see you. You know what that show is all about. I said, oh, my God. Should I? Should I not? Should I? And then I was thinking there, and I said, oh, my God. I said, but if I do this, everybody going to know. You know, I was, you know, things didn't go right. And I remember Jesus says, he said, he endured the cross.
My God.
He endured the shame for the cross that was set before him. And so he said, you have to endure the shame right here. He said, if you can endure the shame, there's blessing behind that.
Oh, that's good.
I'm showing you something.
That's
he said,
because
he said,
you know they got to make the show. They got to come in and try to find a spot on the wall, you know, to make the show.
Yeah. And so they came in and did all that. Long story short, there were five restaurants. We were chosen out of the five.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, grace is always on there. And so then they came and did the thing. But he came in January of 2020, remodeled our restaurant, and invested $10,000 that I didn't have to pay. And they changed everything. I had to yield to the change. Sometimes you have to, you know, yield in order to get the yield.
Oh, my God. Say that again. You got to yield to get to the yield. Oh, that's good.
So when I did that, and the next month, I made more money than I ever made in the history of owning the restaurant with 8 items on my menu. It blew me away. It actually blew me away. But that's the long story. But here's the miracle side. I'm telling you,
only eight items.
Right. I went from a book to 8 items. He cut the whole thing down. But you had to yield to get a yield.
Okay.
And see, people don't really understand it, man. I mean, people laughed at me. Christian folk laughed at me. They were talking about me. But I didn't do it to shame.
My God.
And God told me, He said, for your pain, I'm gonna give you much gain.
My God.
And I said, okay. Now, a year later. I'm about to run in this place. But a year later, 2020, I was closing. Listen to me. For all you think it don't work. In 2021, I'm not closing. I'm closing, but I'm closing on owning the building. So now I own the building that I was going to close a year ago. Don't tell me God is not behind entrepreneurship. I don't want to hear. God kept his restaurant open so I can do business on behalf of him.
My God. What a testimony.
So I'm telling you, I'm a proof, the proof of the eating is in the pudding. I'm proof that God is behind business. If it wasn't, he would have closed the door, let it stay closed. Praise God. And I'm still open, and it's getting better and better and bigger and bigger. Now we're known around the world.
My God, I wish you was in here to feel this business anointing. Well, the anointing is tangible. Oh, glory to God. And so just receive it. Take it. Come on, take it. Say, I receive all of that in Jesus' name. Go ahead, man of God. I'm telling you. You know, I was sitting here thinking when you were saying, and I was thinking about Rabbi, the widow woman and how she had to endure the same.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure that folks knew that the collector was coming to the house and he was about to take her two sons. I'm sure that it was well known. But folks was talking about it. You know, borrowing got her in debt and she's still borrowing. because she was told to go and borrow and told not just anyways. Make a long story short, but look at God. Oh, glory to God. Here was God. He took a little something that was in her house. Come on, somebody. And put her in business. A little oil and put her in business. Won't God do it? Go ahead, man.
Every single time.
Every single time.
The key is you got to be open for him to do it.
Oh, that's good.
See, some of y'all got the doors closed, and that's why you haven't advanced in your business. You got the dream. You got it on paper. But I prophesy to you and decree to you, step out and watch God.
Ooh.
Now, step out, watch God.
My God.
Trust God, because God has already, I feel the spirit of the Lord. God has already positioned people for you, but you can't get to those people until you step out so they can see you and you can see them.
My God.
See, God doesn't change. See, I got so much going on right now inside of me. You know,
already got you coming back. I'm going to let you know right now. As a matter of fact, I got a Evangelist Cook next week. Glory to God. But the week after that, I'm going to be asking the man of God to come back. You know, we got to get him back ASAP, as soon as possible, in case you didn't know what ASAP means. But go ahead, man of God.
But the Bible said the gift of God is without repentance.
Yes.
What about the gift of doing business? See, y'all look at that just the gift of preaching, the gift of prophesying, the gift of... No, what about the gift of doing business?
My God.
See, he gave you that without... He's not going to repent for doing that. You might need to repent for not doing it.
We just stuck on the gifts that's in the church. Oh, glory to God. And I know that God has gifted us. I'm sitting here. I'm feasting good. Go ahead. I'm going to just try to keep my mouth shut.
Now, watch this here. This is Isaiah 40. We still at Isaiah 40. We ain't read that yet.
Oh, we ain't got that
yet. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 48 and 15. And we're going to read this time. Praise God. He says, now, I have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him. And he shall make his way prosperous. Come you near to me. Hear you this. Have I not spoken in secret from the beginning? From the time that it was, there I am. And now the Lord God and his spirit have sent me. Verse 17. Thus say the Lord thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. What did he just say? I would teach you how to prosper.
Ooh-wee, that's what he said.
I would teach you how to prosper. So if he don't want us to be in business, why is he doing that? Is he helping us to sin then?
My God.
No, he ain't helping us to sin. He's sinning for not doing it. You got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I will lead you. He will lead you. And some of y'all, he's been trying to lead, but you let other people shut you down. About that ain't the will of God, and you won't be doing all that. You got all this responsibility. You know, Christians don't like responsibility and accountability. That's their problem. You can't get no production without a process.
My God.
It's just not going to happen. You got to go through the process to get production. That's just part of the process. So I'm trying to encourage you. The Lord here says, I'm the Lord thy God that teaches thee. Teach you to profit. Teach you to do business.
My God.
It's right here in the Bible.
So we don't like challenges. Because we don't like to be pulled on. I was telling the people yesterday, I said, you know, what makes a great leader? A great leader is a leader that will pull on you. Come on. To get you out your comfort zone.
Amen.
Stuff is a challenge to your faith. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Stepping out in business. But I got to stop, man of God. Go ahead. This is good.
In Proverbs 22 and 29.
Proverbs 22:29.
So now I'm giving you scripture. I'm not giving you my opinion, because my opinion is just as good as anybody else's opinion. But when I give you the word, you can't challenge the word.
That's right.
I'm not twisting it, making it say anything it's not saying. I'm saying exactly what it's saying, and I'm using my life to parallel that it is absolutely happening. That's all I'm saying. Praise God. It's amazing, because when the Lord God turned again my captivity.
Yes.
Right? I wish I had time to go on that maybe next time.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Then we were like them that dreamed.
Oh, yeah.
And our mouths was filled with laughter. Praise God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. I'm telling you, praise God. It was amazing what God has done since the transformation of the business, Lord have mercy, in Titusville. And you got people now tapping into what they did. I got people doing stuff for me and not charging me.
Wow.
It's amazing. I got a man say, listen, I'm coming to paint your building and you ain't gonna pay me nothing. Wow. I just want to be a blessing.
Wow.
I got another lady say, look, I saw you. I want to come help you do your books. Ain't charging you nothing.
Wow.
Don't tell me I would teach you and lead you. I'm enjoying myself. I went from labor to favor.
My God.
And God, you know, he said he will make your name distinguished. And now we're known around the world. They told us that we are landmark in Titusville. People come to Titusville looking for Lord have mercy.
Ooh-wee.
Around the world. I'm telling you, it is amazing what God would do when you open yourself up to the grace that's on you. Now, Proverbs, praise God.
My God. I'm doing everything I can to stay seated in this here place here. Okay.
Proverbs 22.
22 and 29.
Okay. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before mean men.
My God. You know, I've read through the Bible many a times, and it's almost like I haven't seen that verse of scripture. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Read that one more time, man of God.
See thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. See, I stood before this the man that came and helped me, Chef Irvine. He's a king in the restaurant industry.
Yes.
I was able to stand before him. And God, just revolutionized my mind and just put things in me. And it's amazing he had to use somebody outside, because the Christian world didn't have the ability to come and do it, because they think that pastors and, you know, the church don't work together. And he helped me to define myself.
Oh, that's good.
Praise God.
Oh, that's good.
And the man said, I'm with you until you make $1 million in your business.
Oh, that's good.
Somebody talk to me up in here. God sent this man to make sure that my business make $1 million a year. Talk to me up in here. What? Most Christians can't even think $1 million. $10, $2, this cent. No, God's trying to bring you out into volumes of money. And see, the wealth transfer is people coming in, purchasing your stuff. Wealth transfer that's not going to the kingdom of darkness, it's coming to the kingdom of light. It's a wealth transfer into the kingdom. So when you do business, they're bringing their money from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, so you can advance the vision that God has connected you to.
You know, and I'm sitting here, man of God, because I'm sitting here looking even at the influence that you have now, because our businesses should have influence. But I ain't going there. I'm not going there, though. I just wanted to throw that out there. But I ain't going there. I'm leaving that alone. I ain't trying to preach this thing. This thing is too good. I'm just trying to sit back and eat. But go ahead. Where are you going now?
Ecclesiastes.
Okay.
Man, let me tell you, I love it. I enjoy it. You know, people ask me about that. I say, it's a grace. It's all a grace. I say it's a grace. The grace of God is on me to do what I do. And you know, people don't realize I still pastor my church. I have an association of churches as well. and I still, you know, make contact with my association of churches. Every morning I send fresh manna to my members. Every morning God wakes me up, give me a word for them for the day.
Wow.
So it's not stopping me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right.
5 o'clock, between 5 and 6, they're getting a fresh word from God. Your faith for this week. I'm doing business training right now at another church every Tuesday night. I'm there doing business training, helping them to set up their church, training their ministerial helps in apostolic anointing, apostolic grace, how to function and do the things they need to do. So I'm doing that for the next 6 weeks. I'm there empowering their church to be better at what they do. So so doing the restaurant has stopped me from doing the ministry.
Maybe we could do some of that on the radio. Some of that, you know, as far as on the radio. And, you know, and even when we do it now, praise God, keep in mind, I'm going to challenge you. Y'all, you know, everybody know I've been doing radio broadcast for a long time, and I don't even hardly think about asking for an offering. Maybe once a year, twice a year, or something like that, praise God. But we're going to sow into the anointing that's on his life, praise God, when we do it. When he come in and he begin to, I'm going to challenge you. We're going to get his Cash App number and challenge you even to sow into the anointing that's upon his life. Praise God. We would love, if the Lord allow him, to be able to teach on that, how to, you know, what was that called again? Order. You know,
apostolic order.
Apostolic order as far as your business, praise God, so that we can get our stuff in order, get our affairs together so that we can prosper and we can be in position, oh, glory to God, for this wealth transfer. Go ahead, man of God. I just want to throw that in there. If you're open for that, praise
look,
God, we want to open up.
God. I don't go anywhere where God don't tell me.
I heard that.
And I believe in relationship. And if God started, he'd be the one to end it.
I heard that.
Okay. So we'll do what we need to get done.
Okay.
We'll do what we need to get done.
Okay.
In the time that God given to us. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 6:5, it's another good scripture that you can feast on and allow the Holy Spirit to. It says, "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for those to eat and drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor."
Now, what verse is that in?
18.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes 5 and 18.
Okay. Yeah. I go back up to the top. For behold, that which I've seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and to enjoy. I love this. To enjoy the good of all his labor or his business, and that he had taken under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion or his grace.
My God.
Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth.
My God.
And have given him power to eat thereof.
My God.
And to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor or his business. This is the grace of God. The gift of God is the grace of God. I rest my case, my brother.
Ooh, man of God. When Paul stuck his head around the corner, he said we had about 5 minutes left. I want you to closing statements, and then I want you to pray our way out. Glory to God. The Lord lead you. However the way the Lord leads you. I just put it that way. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Oh, glory to God. Just we thank God for you. Thank God for everybody that's listening in. Amen. To this mighty man of God. I almost want to call him an apostle of business. Amen. Amen. Because he has definitely blessed our lives today. Go ahead, man of God. What does God have to say?
I want to encourage you. I know some of y'all just listening to this broadcast, your faith have leaped to open your business or to start your business. This is the hour. This is the time. There's so much going on. Money is moving all the time. Never forget that. Money is moving all the time. And so you have to position yourself for the money to move into your direction. I'm a product of what I'm preaching. I didn't come with a message. I came as a messenger because I've lived the message. So what I'm talking to you this morning is absolutely positive truth. Father, I thank you for the grace. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. The grace that's on these individuals. Now, Father, give them the boldness, the confidence, the courage, the faith to step out and do what you have purposed them on this earth to do with the talent that you have graced them with. Some of them have buried their talents. Lord, I pray that they go pick those talents up, go back, because people told them they couldn't do it. But Lord, today I pray that the anointing is removing every burden and destroying every yoke off their lives. And I set them free to do business in the kingdom of God, because you have assigned them, and I'm here to assist them to step into that place of victory for their business life and for the anointing you put on their life, that they can, that it can be a blessing to the vision, because it's all about being a blessing to the vision and the kingdom of God that you've connected them to. Now I command you, go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Even as you were praying, man of God, I was discerning the gift of faith, and oh, glory to God. I thank God. I believe that there's a fire that has been lit up underneath a whole lot of folks. Oh, glory to God. And even as they listen to this broadcast, and even as this broadcast go out across three different call signs, I believe that people are going to be inspired. People are going to be motivated. People are going to get in position for God to bless them. All right, this is Pastor Thomas Robinson. Oh, glory to God, with Pastor Lloyd. Amen.
Don't forget to come by the restaurant.
Don't forget to come by the restaurant. Give us the restaurant information.
The restaurant, we also have a Facebook. You can go in there. The restaurant is called Lord Have Mercy, 3434 South Washington Avenue, Titusville, Florida. We got, if you like old style cooking, we have that. We got new style cooking. We have fried chicken, oxtails. We have pork chops. We have grouper. We even have your old school. We got chitlins. So we do a little bit of everything, praise God. We have shrimp. We have fish. We have blue crabs. So if you down that way, come by and stop in. I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. We love you.
Ooh, all right. Praise the Lord. We will see you next week. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
If this is all the justification required for the government to take away First Amendment rights, ask yourself, what else will it take away? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. Lori Smith never planned to take a high-profile stand for the First Amendment. Still, her appeal of a recent Tenth Circuit Court decision to the Supreme Court will determine, to an extent, whether or not Americans can live and work in accordance with their deeply held beliefs without penalty. Lori Smith is a graphic designer in Colorado who creates custom websites for her clients. She composes text, chooses and creates images, and promotes messages for her clients. Lori is a creative professional. She uses her talents to express messages. When a client asks her to express a message,